Inside Cakes Senior Center, residents gathered recently to discuss the road. The state's proposal is for a one-lane gravel road running from east to west along the northern part of the island. Many residents at the meeting thought it was a bad idea.
I can imagine what's going to happen if that road goes through. They're going to come over here and take all our moose, all our deer, and all our fish.
Please, no road to Petersburg. Bring the ferries back.
They didn't even bother to ask the Cake people. What did they do? They went behind everybody.
Your opinions matter. Your voice matters. And it should have been heard first.
That's Cake City Council member Marla Howard. She was helping run the meeting and recorded it on video. She says she and other council members have been left in the dark about a letter that Cake Mayor Lloyd Davis wrote to the state of Alaska supporting the road project. Howard did not learn about the letter until she was in Juneau at the end of February for the Alaska Municipal League meeting. Howard says that Davis wrote the letter without getting council approval.
No, he sure didn't.
Davis did not respond to several interview requests. In his letter, dated January 28th, to the governor, Davis wrote, quote, "I would like to show our support for the Cake Access Road." The mayor's letter has been brought up in Petersburg Assembly meetings and from Senator Bert Stedman's office as an indicator of local support for the road. Howard says the letter didn't represent Cake residents, so she decided to take a vote herself, going door to door to see how people really felt.
The people here are 80% against this road.
Well, 79% to be exact. 274 people voted, about 10% supported the road, and about 11% were either undecided or didn't vote. Howard has gone public with the results.
It's obvious. It's totally obvious that Cake is against this road.
The majority of people I've talked to do not support the road.
Joel Jackson is the president of Cake's Tribal Council, the organized village of Cake. He says residents are against the road for many reasons, but mainly because it's not needed.
It's a road to nowhere, really.
The project sponsor is Senator Stedman of Sitka, who says the road would improve recreation, subsistence, and emergency medical services. Jackson, who has worked with the village's EMS, disagrees.
There's no way we would even attempt to transport a patient over those roads. It's just too far, and the roads are rough.
Cake has one ambulance, and Jackson says it's not made for out-of-town travel. Howard says the road would be impassable part of the year. Kuprinoff has hundreds of miles of logging roads, and she says they become covered in snow and ice.
We can't even get to the dump, which is maybe a mile and a half out of town. It's pure ice. We can't even get to the dump in the winter.
Opening up traditional lands isn't welcomed either. Jackson says a lot of residents are worried about outsiders coming in.
We do have a lot of people that come to hunt on our island. And with this road, it would just give easier access.
Howard says residents are the caretakers of the island. In turn, they rely on the land for food, seaweed, fish, deer, berries, and clams.
We're pretty attached to our land and our animals. It's spiritual to us.
Cake's mayor's letter requested that the state modify the road to extend it closer to Petersburg. Petersburg's Borough Assembly has not been able to come to an official stance on the project. The small city of Kuprinoff is against the road altogether. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.